Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today, sir? Am I speaking with Jacob?
I don't know. It depends on who this is.
Well, my name is Tony. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. And we're dialing on behalf of the Union of Bricklayers International and Ally Craft Workers. Now, we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, we're not selling anything, and we're not going to ask you for a donation. Now, am I speaking with Jacob? Jacob Crothers.
I don't think I have time to do a survey right now.
I understand, sir. It's just a survey about your union. How's it working?
Right.
How they're doing?
It's going. I'm in touch with my
union. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Just with the union or non-union also?
2 years?
No.
How many years have you worked?
In the union or in the non-union?
Pretty much everything, all together.
Like 10 years, 11 years?
10 years. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
I'm a masonry foreman for Axel.
Okay, so you do tile, marble, the stone,
no,
cement?
Brick and block.
So bricklayer?
Yes.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman? Journey level mechanic,
yes.
Apprentice, a foreman? Okay.
Correct.
Now, yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Great. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work for the past 12 months in your craft?
Zero.
I'm sorry?
Zero.
Zero. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects are about the same as they were this time last year?
Fewer? Yeah.
And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects are about the same?
Fewer.
Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah.
Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yeah.
Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or you do not know?
The state.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
More
unemployment. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Me personally?
Yes.
I think it'll get better.
Get better? Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Did you attend in person or online?
Yes.
In person? For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing. Have you have you participated in picketing?
Oh, no.
Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Now, where do you get your news from? Could you please rate or rank the source? Radio.
No.
What about online newspapers?
No.
The
I just
internet.
Say online. In general,
online?
Yeah, internet.
So you do that through the internet or social media, correct?
Just internet.
What about friends and neighbors?
No.
Local TV news programming?
Vaguely.
Okay, cable news?
Vaguely.
So, radio, out of these ones, radio, cable news, local TV news programming, which will be the second source that you would use to get news?
Local news programming.
Okay. And then radio?
No.
Cable news?
Yep.
Friends and neighbors?
Last, I guess.
Okay. So what about print or online newspaper?
No, not at all.
Okay. So that will be the last then, correct?
Yeah.
Sorry. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, support for labor unions, immigration, education, healthcare, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, or something else?
The economy.
The economy, okay. So that'll be jobs in the economy. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yeah.
Have you heard a lot, some, or a little?
A lot, I suppose.
A lot? Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that a federal elected official supports it?
Yes.
Very important, somewhat?
Yes.
Okay.
Very important.
Now, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
It depends.
Do you think the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Neither.
Neither?
Neither.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Great. Now, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done as president?
No.
So you disapprove?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
What about support for labor unions? Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done about that?
No.
So strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about healthcare?
Strongly disapprove.
What about immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
What about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, we're almost done, sir. Do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling its job?
Yes.
So you approve somewhat, strongly, or disapprove?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
I am not.
I'm sorry?
I'm not. I'm a felon. So.
Okay. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful?
No, I do not.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair? How much, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Poor.
I'm sorry?
Poor.
Poor. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
Presence.
Huh?
Presence. Involvement in community.
Involvement in the community. Okay. Like how involvement? Like, for example,
I just think if we did a better job, that also, because the few that we are involved with were very scarce.
Okay, now, what would be the most important thing the union should be working on? In your own words.
Trying to give a better representation of the benefits of the union.
I'm sorry?
Trying to do a better job of representing the benefits of
getting better the jobs.
Union.
And when you say better, better paying jobs?
No, I'm saying like explaining to the community why the union is effective and why it's beneficial.
Okay. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, job site, mail, union meeting, text?
Mail.
Mail
and union meeting.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Four or more times a year.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
No, I don't know. Independent. I stay out of politics.
I'm sorry?
I say independent. I stay out of politics.
Okay, so you'll be independent or other?
Two others.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
No, I say it's a solid split.
Okay. Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay. And your first name?
Yeah, you have to begin to verify if I was taking.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jacob. We are complete with this particular survey. Thank you very much. Okay, sir? Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.